This is the Tim and Jess podcast for Hit 96.1.
This Sunday, Conor McGregor decided to do boxing for the first time ever and take on one of the greatest boxers of all time. And surprisingly, he lost.
A shock. Shock. I mean, even if you missed the actual fight, you saw it all over the media.
That's right. And I said it to someone the other day, boxing needs this right now because no one cares about boxing, unfortunately.
And so now, it is good. Now Floyd Mayweather's, like, retired.
50-0, retired. Yep. Best boxer in history. Debatable. but Michael Phelps, the greatest Olympian of all time, the captain of gold medals himself, a swimming champion, has challenged Conor McGregor to a swimming race. And look, it seems like people think this is very funny, and a lot of other people are challenging him to different sports. It's not even just sports. It's just challenging him to things.
I mean, it would be good to see a swimming race that wasn't the Olympics. Because, like, I don't know about you, but I only care about swimming every 4 years.
Oh, well, every 2 years. Commonwealth.
Oh, yeah, Commonwealth Games as well. Sorry, you're right. Every 2 years, I'm like really right into swimming. I'm like, oh, yeah, I've got to watch the swimming races. And then it
tails off.
Who cares?
That's right. So I like the idea of Conor McGregor selling himself as just a challenger.
Yeah.
And he just gets paid millions of dollars to just take on number one athletes around the world in different sports.
If someone said to you, I'll give you $1 million to do this, he'd be like, yeah, I'm on
board.
No,
he'd be like, make that $100 million. I'm Conor McGregor. So we were thinking, what do you want to challenge Conor McGregor to? It doesn't have to be a sport. If you play netball, if you play crocheting, whatever you're doing. If you're knitting, do you want to challenge him to knitting? 13, 12, 16, what do you want to challenge Conor McGregor to? Jess, what would you like to challenge Conor McGregor to?
I'd like to see him play against us in a volleyball game.
Volleyball game.
Because we're not great, and I'm assuming he probably wouldn't be either. So yes. It would be even.
Very
be
even. And just like us, he would talk a lot during the game and make a lot of fun of everyone on the other team.
Why anyone was surprised that he lost. Like, boxing's not his thing.
And against a guy that's undefeated, 49-0, and he's like, oh, he's got a chance. He doesn't. Like, he never had a chance. So we wanted to know, because it doesn't have to be a sport. You could challenge him to crocheting for all we care. 13, 12, 16, what do you want to challenge Conor McGregor to? And we've had Mia call through on 13, 12, 16. I don't know how, Mia, you've got through on the phone. But Mia, what would you challenge Conor McGregor to?
Barbie dolls.
Mia. I got someone whispering in Mia's ear in the background. Mia,
what does Barbie dolls involve, Mia?
Hello.
They put Barbie clothes on.
Yeah.
Oh, so making the perfect outfit for Barbie.
Yeah. I don't think Conor McGregor would be able to do that.
He wouldn't be very good at it.
0-2 for Conor McGregor because Mia's got his number. Thank you very much for your call, Mia. We really appreciate that.
I would like to see Conor McGregor, Mia. This huge, like, mixed martial
Irish
artist,
man.
Trying to put Barbie doll's clothes on.
I don't get it. That's Scottish. I've done it again. Anyway.
We also had Rebecca call through on 13-16. Rebecca, what would you like to challenge Conor McGregor to?
I reckon I could eat a family pack of Arnott's assorted creams faster than him.
Wow. That is.
How many is in a family pack?
It's like 40.
It's huge. And
wow.
And even the orange ones. Like, I don't like the orange ones, but I get them done first and just power through.
Yeah, and just smash him, just like Floyd Mayweather.
Is it even doable, though?
Like, yeah, because he would vomit, so because he's not used to that kind of sugar content.
Wow.
And I think that because my body is built on pretty much Arnott's assorted.
Rebecca's been training for this her whole life.
Whole life, yeah.
I love that. I'll see if I can get in touch with his people. And Rebecca, we'll let you know. Thanks for calling, though.
I'm ready to do the weigh-in as well.
We'll have the weigh-in.
Different
It'll be all official.
Very different kind of weigh-in. Thanks for your call, Rebecca. Got a Subway voucher for you.
Oh, sweet. I can eat that faster, too.
Tim, no. I think I'm going to start training for this Arnott's Assorted Challenge.
I was going to say, let's make it a four-way and get this thing done.
Come on. Come and get it. Tim and Jess, 6 a.m. weekdays on Hit 96.1. And always on Facebook.com/Hit 96.1.